Southampton's Voice.
Voice FM.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Business with Matt Trevis on Southampton's Voice FM. From startups at two established companies, I'll be bringing you a variety of guests from Southampton's business community. And just in case you're there, don't forget to download the Voice FM app. We've now got a smartphone app on Android and Apple, so be sure to download that. You can listen to all the shows via the podcasts. So yeah, get downloading the app. So today's show then is all about the business of health and well-being. Of course, opening a shop and a very special event happening in October. And I'm joined in the studio by the incredible Emma, health and wellbeing expert and co-founder of the Gaia Health Store in Southampton. Emma, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much, Matt. Really pleased to be here today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here. The energy in the studio, listeners out there, it's incredible. And I cannot wait to unpack this show because we're going to be talking about health and well-being. We're going to be talking about this incredible new shop that's opened in Southampton. And as I alluded earlier, we've got an incredible event for you. Quite a few events coming up, which Emma is going to be talking us through. So, Emma, before we sort of talk about that, why don't you give us a bit of info on your background?
Yeah, certainly, we'd love to. So I'm Emma, one half of the Gaia Health Store crew. So I opened the health store a year ago with my husband, but I've always loved working in the health and wellbeing industry. So I think I probably have always tried lots of alternative therapies and treatments because it started off probably with my own mental health. So around sort of the age of 11, which is always a difficult time, I kind of struggled quite a lot with like social anxiety and panic attacks. So it kind of led me down that route of trying alternative things like Reiki and crystal healing and things like that. So from a very young age, as a teenager, I was always interested in alternative therapies and things like that. And then as I progressed and I graduated from university with an English degree, I didn't actually go and do anything really English related.
Where did you study?
At the University of Gloucestershire in Cheltenham. Yeah. So it was an old kind of like teaching college. I did an English degree because I always love reading as well. And I then moved to London and I worked in exhibition sales for probably about good sort of 5 or 6 years. And on that event, I really kind of cut my teeth on finding out all about the health and wellbeing industry because I worked on Europe's largest health and wellbeing or mind body spirit festival called the Mind Body Spirit Festival, which started in 1977. So I worked there for years selling exhibition space and got a great opportunity to meet amazing speakers. So I met people like Deepak Chopra, Sonia Shaker, lots of people from America, Caroline Mice that we worked with and we brought over and they did workshops. So really learning about how you can control your health and how you can actually improve your health yourself and not just necessarily go down the allopathic route. So not that I'm condoning you don't use the NHS, you don't use doctors, but there's a lot of stuff naturally that we can do as individuals. So yeah, that's probably my background. Always been kind of quite salesy and worked with companies that were either had ethical products or sustainable products, organic products. And that's how it all kind of started really with my interest.
Absolutely brilliant. So at what point then did you decide to open your own store?
So it was probably during COVID. I think a lot of people had an awakening or they looked at their lives differently. Sure, and my husband, Angela, is from Portugal and he always wanted to open a physical store or a coffee shop. And I was working full time back then for a natural organic wholesaler, which is local. It's called CLF Distribution. Very good.
Shout out to those guys.
Exactly. In Southampton. So they're a local family business as well, but a massive wholesaler for the UK. And it was during COVID that we were in lockdown. I was working from home and it sort of developed from there that Andre was hearing me talking on the phone and he was like, why don't we, you know, combine the two? He wanted to open a physical store or a coffee shop. I love the health and wellness industry. We've got some great suppliers on our doorstep. Let's open a store in Southampton, which how the seed germinated.
Oh, yeah, that was the catalyst, wasn't it? Yeah. It was absolutely brilliant. So where's it based?
So we're based in Colton Place. So it's just off Bedford Place in Southampton. So SO15 in a gorgeous little street, which has just been recently pedestrianised. So people local to Southampton will know that. And so we're open 7 days a week and yeah, it's a cute little store.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because, yeah, it looks brilliant from the outside. And from what you were saying, your husband is really, really good with his hands, and he's built a lot of the stuff either from recycled materials, or you've sourced things, you know, from sustainable suppliers. Tell us a little bit about that. Give us a bit of an insight in terms of the look and feel.
Yeah. So, yeah, Andre, we work great as a partnership. So I'm probably very annoying to him because I see all these amazing products. I try them and I'm like, oh, we need to get this in the shop. And he's like, oh, where are we going to put this?
So, another shelf.
Exactly. Pretty much. So he I cannot take credit for the design of the shop. Everyone that comes into our shop is like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. But I have to give credit to him because he spent weeks building the shop, basically. So a lot of, I'd say 95% of the shop shelving and units is recycled. So
brilliant.
Like a secondhand exhibition counter we got for something ridiculous, like £25. We got lots of pallet woods, which he created to make into units, scaffolding planks, which he made into shelving. Lots of different things, which I can't even think of. But yeah, it's got like a rustic, earthy feel to it. It smells great as well, because we have lots of herbal teas and things, and coconut candles and things. So it's a very kind of boutique, sort of niche little shop. Nice. Which is handmade by the lovely Andre.
Absolutely brilliant. So what does it offer? Give us a bit of an insight in terms of, you know, the things you sell, and also, you know, what the store does for the community. But tell us, you know, what's on offer inside the shop?
Yeah, so it is a retail shop in terms of you'll find most of what you would expect in a natural retail health store. So you've got things like herbal teas, you've got nice organic dried food products, so like your organic seeds, rice, nuts. You've got organic kitchen store cupboard things like nice organic olive oil. You've got sweet treats. We've also got a crystal section as well, and some other well-being products, because it's Gaia Health Store and well-being. So we've got well-being aspect to it as well, well-being products. Essential oils. We've got a chiller with some nice alternative vegan cheeses and vegan meats. And also as well, which has proved really popular with locals, is the refill section. So we're not a huge store, but you pretty much can shop for most things that you would need to lead an ethical, natural, organic lifestyle. So the refill section, we've got dried refill like pasta, rice, some nice chocolate Brazils, which are Andre's favourite. We've also got personal care, laundry and cleaning products refill as well. So the idea is that when you come to our store, you might already be on your ethical cleaning journey quite far down the route. You'll be able to get products, or you might be completely new to it and you are like, you need some help with what's an alternative cleaning product that's better for the environment. Or you might come in and think, oh, I would like a crystal because I'm nervous about this job interview. So wherever you are on your health and wellness journey, and whatever aspect you want to take out, whether it's, you know, buying a well-being product to help with something, to learn meditation, to, you know, eat better, lower your cholesterol, whatever, you can find something in our shop. And the idea is that it's experiential. So you can have a chat with us. You can have a chat both with myself or Andre, and find out products that will best suit your needs. And also, we're like a signpost, we're like a hub. So we do lots of events as well, which you've mentioned. So we have a small event space downstairs, and we also are doing a larger event, which we'll talk about later on in the show. But essentially, we are a community hub. You can come into us and have a chat. We provide a service, and we also do local delivery as well. So within 3.5 miles, you get free delivery. If it's over 3.5 miles, there's a small kind of fee, which you can see on our website. And we also can order products in, because like I mentioned, we're a small store. So I'm not saying we are like the Whole Foods or Planet Organics in London, but we've got access to 16,000 products from CLF, our local wholesaler. So we can always order things in. And yeah, keep an eye out, because in a couple of weeks, we're going to be launching our fruit and vegetable. So organic fruit and vegetable is a new thing we're going to be doing in store.
Wow.
As well. Yeah.
A bit of diversification there.
Exactly. Yeah.
I remember you saying it's not just a retail store. Mm. It's whole mind, body, soul, holistic approach to health and well-being.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where I wanted it to be slightly different, that you're not just going in and thinking, oh, I just, need a supplement. And actually, a lot of people, when we come in, we've got lots of people actually that have come in just for a cleaning product, but they've ended up doing a meditation class, or they've ended up having a Rahani energy healing, because often people come in, and it's like that with everyone, you come in thinking you need this, but actually you get talking, you get exploring, and there's other routes that you can go down to help heal different parts of yourself, which you didn't even know you needed healing, because you don't know what you don't know. So we didn't want it just to be buy a product, go away. We wanted it to be, it's a place you can come, you can find out information and have a nice chat, and you get good service with a smile when you come into our store.
Oh, it's brilliant, isn't it? And when it comes to the healing and stuff, do you and Andre do that, or do you have specialist healers that come in?
I didn't actually mention that in my background. So as I said, I've always been on the receiving end, as it were, of treatments and therapies, and been exploring. I would say I'm kind of like a truth seeker. But recently I've trained as a Rahani energy healer. So you can get healing from me in the store, which is a newish healing modality. It's been around for about 20 years. And I also do tarot reading as well. So the tarot reading has come about from 25 years of me getting my first cards when I was about 16 or something, and now I do readings for people in the community. Andre doesn't do any of that side. He's happy to have some nice reflexology or healing, but it's just myself that does the healing. And then we also get in lots of local amazing practitioners. So I was attuned with the Rahani energy healing by Karen and Joe of Rahani Healing Handball. So they're an amazing couple that were attuned by the founder as well. So we did a lot of work with them, and I also do healing in the store now. And we also get lots of people, like our tarot teacher on Saturday is Kate May, another amazing local healer and tarot reader. She's over in Cosham. She's got her own Mystic Coffee Lounge. So we get local practitioners that are specialists like in their field that can really help our customers, and that we personally trust, because I think that's why a lot of our customers come to us and will have a treatment or a therapy that they may not do on their own back, but because they trust us and we've given that practitioner kudos, it reassures them that they're in safe hands.
It's brilliant, isn't it? And what about the conscious tea and chat that you mentioned?
Yes, so this is a new thing. So we try to, a lot of our events are paid, but because we want to obviously make it accessible for everyone, we are a business, so unfortunately we do have to pay bills, which is a bit boring, we do free events as well, because it's important, you know, to try and make it accessible for everyone. So we've got a newish, I normally do like a free monthly meditation, but I thought to make it more open and inclusive to everyone, we're just going to have a nice conscious tea and chat on the 30th of September. So if anybody's interested in listening, do come down or let us know if you want some more information. It will just be a couple of hours, and it's literally just a group of like-minded people. We have our little workshop space downstairs, which is in the basement of the shop, and we will just be chatting and sharing whatever we want to. It could be something, as heavy as they've had a bereavement or a loss, or it might just be like, oh, I'm just a bit fed up at the moment, whatever. Or it might be positive things. It's just to bring community together and have that chat with like-minded people in a safe and supportive way.
Oh, that sounds brilliant. Well, look, hold that thought, because we need to take a short break. We're going to have some music, but we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this incredible event that you've got on in October, as well as some other events, because like you say, it's not just a retail store. There are lots of events. You're trying to do loads with the local community, which I think is absolutely brilliant. So listeners, stay tuned. We'll be back after this short break.
Voice FM.
You name it, we'll collect it.
So a bed?
Yep.
A sofa?
Yep.
All right, what about a shed?
Yes.
So anything?
Everything non-hazardous.
Hi there, I'm Steve.
And I'm Woody.
And we're the co-founders of Ethiclear.
We collect waste and clear houses.
And we do it ethically.
Because if your waste is good enough to be used again,
we'll make sure it is.
As Ethiclear has a network of like-minded people around Southampton.
So for anything
of almost any size
that you can't shift,
book your clearance at ethiclear.co.uk.
So I got a home office in the garden, and in the spring and the autumn it's perfect. But in the middle of winter and summer, it's not fun. The heater costs a fortune when it's cold outside, and in the summer, opening the windows just isn't enough. Which is why I got Just Coolers to install a small air conditioning unit. It keeps me cool in the summer and warm in the winter. It's the most cost-effective way of doing it. And with a 5-year guarantee and prices from $799, what's not to like? For your free quote, just visit just-coolers.com and keep your home office just right.
Voice FM.
So welcome back. You're listening to The Business with Matt Trevis on Southampton's Voice FM. And I am joined in the studio by health and wellbeing expert Emma. And we've just been having a bit of a giggle in the studio because Emma has had to close the store. Emma, what sign did you put in the window?
Yeah, I'm sorry to my lovely customers. Unfortunately, Mr. Guy Andre is at home because he's knee deep in silicone at the moment, which is a whole other show. But yes, I've just had to put a sign to say, sorry, we're on Voice FM, so you can hear me and order on the website. I'll be back at 5:15, so apologies.
Absolutely brilliant. You're going to have a massive queue of people that not only want to buy stuff, but they also want an autograph now.
Yes, exactly.
You never know.
Yeah, but that's famous.
I love that. But that's interesting. So people can buy online.
Yes, I forgot to mention that. I mentioned the delivery. But yeah, we've got a website fully, which pretty much, I would say, has 99% of the products. And if you order before 5 p.m. and you're within sort of a 10-mile radius, you will get a delivery same day or in the evening, depending on where it is in the area.
In the area, in Southampton.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So we started off the show. We kicked things off by talking about your background and your passion for health and wellbeing and how you kind of got into that, as well as your partner, Andre. Mm-hmm. And we alluded to there's a very special event in October, but mm-hmm. you guys do a whole host of events. But let's mm-hmm. have a chat about this this big event happening in October. Go for it. Tell us all about it, because it sounds amazing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so thank you for letting me talk about it. So this event that we're doing, as I've mentioned, we have a little small workshop space, which can fit probably about 10 to 15 people. But we wanted to do a larger event for the community. And we found a lovely hall around the corner, actually, if no one's ever seen it. It's called the Quakers Meeting House. And yeah, it's a lovely hall, and it's just around the corner from Gaia Health Store, just off London Road. So we're going to be doing a larger event, which can fit up to sort of 40, 50 people. And often with a lot of workshops, when you're working on healing or raising your vibration, it's great when you've got a group of like-minded people, because you all bounce off each other. You can help heal and raise the vibration of everyone. So we wanted to do a larger event like that, and again, make it accessible for everyone. So it is a full day program, but you don't need to come and do the full day. So we'll start off about 9 o'clock in the morning, and we'll do a couple of hours of meditation from the Kundalini philosophy, as it were. So do you want me to explain Kundalini?
Go for it.
Maybe?
Because I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Yes, I'm not an expert either, but Kundalini, I would say, it's an ancient yoga practice, which is more, I would say, it's more spiritual based. So it's a lot of mudras, like hand gestures, breath work, and working with this Kundalini energy, which resides sort of like in the spine, and works the way up. And the idea is that once you're flowing freely, and that Kundalini energy is flowing freely, then it just enhances everything in your life. So relationships are better, works better, your body processes things better. So it's working with an ancient yogic philosophy. And so Amjot is our teacher in the morning, and she's going to be doing a couple of hours meditation from I think it's called the 21 stages of meditation, but we're not going to do 21 meditations. It'd be like a sharing circle. We'll be doing the breath work, and it will be just like a nice relaxing heart opening couple of hours. So we kick off with that. And then from 11:30 to 12:30, we have another Kundalini teacher. So Jazz normally does our regular Thursday night Kundalini classes, which I can speak about in a minute. But she's going to be bringing her gong, and she's going to be playing her gong. So this is
brilliant.
sounds a bit rude when I say it like that, but it's a beautiful sun gong, which has got the sun vibration. So everything has different vibrations depending on how it's made. And she's had this gong specifically made for her, and she's going to be playing that. And the idea is, with sound therapy, that everything that's in nature, including us, because we're part of nature, we all vibrate to a different frequency. And so she's going to be playing the gong that's really going to help us relax and get into different different states of meditation as well. And you don't really have to do anything. You're just going to be laying on your yoga mat and listen to the beautiful sound that she's going to be playing. So that's kind of like the morning sort of meditation, relaxing. And then in the afternoon, we'll go into a little bit more deeper, perhaps some might say woo-woo healing techniques. So we've got the lovely Sarah Williams, who's also a local practitioner. She also makes our Soul Harmony chakra creams as well, which we sell in store, which are beautiful creams blended by her, which you put on your hands like a hand cream, but they're energetic tools with lots of essential oils made with love and gratitude in a gorgeous sacred space, and they help dissolve energy blocks in the body. But in this talk at our event, she's going to be bringing her quantum healing wellness support unit. So we're going to actually be looking at a physical kind of tool that you can sit in or you lay down. If you go to her therapist's room, she has it situated around a couch, and she's going to be doing a guided meditation, and it will just be, again, healing. So whatever your body needs to take heal, whether that would be, you know, physically, mentally or spiritually, she'll be guiding us through a meditation with that and talking about quantum healing and how you can heal on a quantum level. Yeah. And then the last but not least, we've got lovely Smita, who again is local. I think she's over sort of Sussex way, and she's going to be doing a talk and a demonstration on a different healing modality called light language energy healing, which is guides and galactic beings. Again, this could be a little woo-woo for some of your listeners, but she works with a team of galactic beings, which she channels, and she will give codes and messages that your higher self needs for ultimate healing experience. So she'll do a demo on someone during that talk, and she will also discuss how it all works. So that's the full itinerary. You can book for the whole day. If you book for the whole day, it's £50 and you have a saving of £20. So it's £70 if you were to book everything individually, or £50 if you buy the day ticket. And also there is an amazing offer on that as well. We've got a handful. So if anyone's listening and they want to come along and grab it, we've got a handful of goodie bags left as well. So if you were to purchase the all day ticket, you get a goodie bag, which is worth over £20. And it's got gorgeous things like we have in the shop. So a box of yogi tea, there's mushroom supplements, there's skincare, there's some gorgeous drinks as well, some CBD coffee, some mushroom coffee. So there's that goodie bag as well. So that is it, kind of in a nutshell, but not much of a nutshell.
It sounds amazing. We were talking earlier about these mushroom supplements.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
Yeah, so mushrooms, I hate, it's probably a bit of a strong word, but I dislike sometimes when you have the TikTok trend, but generally these mushrooms are the real deal. So you've probably seen it if you're on TikTok, or you've seen it on Facebook ads pop up about mushrooms. So these tinctures that we have in shop are made by another UK company up in Liverpool, really nice family business again. And he uses a lot of European mushrooms, extracts them into tinctures. And mushrooms are great for lots of different things. We were talking about lion's mane earlier. So they're really good for brain health. So lots of people are trialing them that have ADHD or ADD to help with like cognitive function, or even teenagers when they're going for exams, a lot of pressure to focus. There's studies that they're looking into studies with, even with the NHS, about Alzheimer's as well, and how it can potentially decline the onset of Alzheimer's as well. So mushrooms, we have a lot of mushroom supplements. As I mentioned before, we have, we have lots of vitamins and supplements, and the mushrooms are a really good seller because they cross a range of things. We've got a collagen one, we've got a like the brain one, the lion's mane, we've got ones for immunity. So yeah, lots of different mushroom tinctures are very popular with our customers.
Brilliant. Might have to give that a go.
Yeah.
going back to the mega event in October, what's the event called?
Good point. It's called the Autumn Gaia Wellbeing Event. So
and when is it? What date is it on?
Yes, 7th of October. That's a very good point. 7th of October.
Yep, and it starts at
9 a.m. and will finish around 5 p.m.
Okay, so I was just thinking, someone like me that is really interested in all this kind of stuff, but I'm nowhere near an expert, I'm nowhere near a novice. But could someone that maybe takes an interest in it, but, you know, is pretty new to all that kind of stuff, can they turn up?
Yes, exactly. So we always advise with our events to like pre-book, and if you are unsure like give us a call, well, not give us a call, come into the shop, give us a message, whatever, and we can reach out to you. But essentially, this event, it might sound a bit woo-woo, but it's for everyone. We're all humans. We're all made of the same matter, the same material. So why not just come and have like a bit of relaxation with a sound bath and just try something, be open to something new, or have a meditation in the morning with Amanjot. Just take a couple of hours just for yourself, or learn about new thoughts and ideas in healing and different ways of helping your body, you know, really enhance its performance and improve itself. So yeah, it's literally for anyone. And you can, we advise to pre-book, but you can turn up on the day. There will be space for people as well. So you can come for a session, or you can do the whole ticket, whole day ticket.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. That, of course, isn't the only event that you've got planned in the pipeline.
No, we have lots of, we have lots of events. So I think when, we opened, we were just a retail store. We always wanted to do events because we wanted that experiential marketing. We wanted to provide people not just with the food and the supplements, but actually something to go away and learn, like to change their lifestyle. So yeah, we have lots of events coming up. We've got tarot reading, how to learn tarot cards. We've got a beginner's workshop on Saturday, this Saturday coming up, with the local tarot teacher, Kate May, who I mentioned before. She is going to be doing a 4-hour mini workshop on the tarot, because we're very much in the shop. We want to empower people. So obviously you can come and have a tarot reading with me. That's absolutely fine. But I don't have any special skills that you as an individual can't turn on. So people talk about like the sixth sense or that intuition. You can strengthen that, like a bit like a muscle. So we love putting on workshops where you can actually learn the healing modality or the divination technique yourself. So that's what Saturday is all about. It's 4-hour. And again, that's open for everyone. Or if you have been reading tarot for a few years, it's, you know, you always pick up new things from teachers. So that's a really, really great event. And that's on Saturday. So 4 hours, 11 till 3. I don't know what the date is, Matt, on Saturday.
I'm not sure either.
I think it's the 16th of September. Yeah.
Yeah, 16th of September.
16th of September. And then the following week, it's a full on, it's meditation going on. So on the 23rd of September and 24th of September, we've got two meditation teachers coming in of two very different backgrounds. We've got on the 23rd one with a lovely South American lady called Maja. I'm not going to try and pronounce the Spanish name of what she is, but essentially she's part of a kind of sisterhood in Colombia where they work with rituals and a lot of like natural herbs, which is very cleansing and purifying. So we'll be doing a meditation based on that and really releasing anything that we don't want to. And on Sunday we've then got Kundalini teacher back in again, which is Jazz, who's playing the gong at our event in October. She's going to be doing a really profound, we've run this workshop before, called Healing the Wounds of Love. So it'll be a 2-hour meditation on the from the Kundalini philosophy, and that will be working through releasing any blocks and imbalances that we might have from love. And basically that's what we are. We are love. And so unfortunately we are humans, we go through life and people hurt us and, you know, things upset us. So it's literally a group to go through that together in a safe space and just explore that. Lots of breathing techniques as well. We've got lots of other things coming up. So I always run a monthly crystal workshop. So we've got crystals in the store. But each month I choose a different crystal and we just have a couple of hours. You get a little crystal to take home and we go through all of its properties and we talk about how it feels for you, what you could use it for and all of its the benefits. And we always, we have a different crystal every month. So the next one coming up is Moonstone and that's also on the 24th of September in the afternoon after the meditation. So you could come have a meditation and then have the crystal, crystal healing after.
It's brilliant, isn't it? Do you find, because this, it sounds to me, by putting on all of these events and interacting with the community in such an amazing way, it definitely sets you apart from the online retailers that can't obviously do stuff like that. So that, in a way, it sort of helps you compete. Have you found that?
Yes, definitely. I, again, have to give credit to Angela because we started off selling my crystals and one part of the business on Etsy during COVID and lockdown. And the sales were like incredible and they started to peter off. And I always wanted an online business because I was like, oh, I want the freedom. I don't want to be like tied to a shop. But I must admit, I've absolutely loved opening the shop and meeting the wonderful people that we meet every day and their stories. And we have a wide age range from like 18-year-olds to 80-year-olds. Like, we have a really broad spectrum of customers. And it does set us apart. Like, you can't touch, feel, taste online. And I think a lot of retail stores, potentially, if they just looked at making things a little, just, you know, at the end of the day, you could move your shelves a bit and just get in some workshop space, even in the shop floor, and having a speaker in would actually help their brand and their marketing, which we'll probably go on to talk about in a bit of advice for startups, not that we know at all. But yeah, it's definitely set us apart than having online. And yeah, we can thank Andre for that, because I always wanted a website.
Well, these things happen for a reason.
Yes.
We're going to take another short break. And it's been amazing hearing about the incredible events that you've been doing and everything you're doing with the community. I just think it's absolutely brilliant. And I really look forward to meeting Andre, because you are so passionate about what you do. And I'm sure, no doubt, Andre is as well. So yeah, we're going to take a short break and then we're going to come back for part three, where, as you've alluded, we're going to be talking about some of the challenges that you face with sort of starting up your own business, and perhaps any advice that you might be able to give someone that's perhaps on the edge of maybe going it alone. So yeah, don't go away.
Live and local, Voice FM.
Let's hear more from Ian at Station Motors.
I think it's important to have a family business. My customers relate to it. I've been doing cars for people, and now I'm doing their son's cars. My daughter works in reception, and my son's nearly a fully qualified accountant. He does my bookwork, both very good drivers. I used to walk to school past his garage. It was a petrol station back then, so I ended up buying the garage off that family, you know. So I like to think I've brought my family into that family business.
Station Motors Woolston, by the Itchen Bridge.
This is the sound of exercise when it's made fun. It's called Visosport, and it started in Southampton. You meet up, you play fun games, you exercise, you laugh, you keep fit. It's for people of all abilities. Visit visosport.net or search for Visosport in Meetup, and have fun getting fit.
Southampton's Voice FM.
Hello and welcome back to the Voice. Voice FM here. You're listening to The Business with Matt Trevis. And I'm delighted to be in the studio with Emma, one of the co-founders from Gaia Health Store in Southampton. Emma, how are we getting on?
We're doing very well. Yeah, thank you for having us on again.
Oh, no, you're more than welcome. We've just been talking, haven't we, about this amazing event that you've got happening in October. Is it the 7th of October?
7th of October, yeah. It's the Autumn Gaia Wellbeing event, so you can come all day or you can literally just book for one session.
Absolutely brilliant. And of course, we've been talking about how you guys came to set up this incredible, and it's not just a health and wellbeing retail store. You guys do loads for the community, putting on loads of different spiritual healing events. It's absolutely amazing. What I would love to delve into right now, though, is some of the challenges that you guys have faced in, you know, setting up your own business. Of course, you're in partnership. So let's delve into that, because you've mentioned, you know, there's been some challenges with marketing, and, you know, cash flow is always an issue, isn't it, for young businesses?
Yeah, exactly. I think unless I've chatted with Andre before, and I'm like, how do people set up business without like loads of like angel investors or something? But we've managed to do it. So I always say to people, if there's a will, there's a way. So yeah, it's tricky, because we've personally invested a lot of personal money and energy into the business. But we always hold that vision of, you know, the health and wellbeing industry is growing, and also we're doing something really good. It's helping people. So just holding on to that vision of it's going to turn out all right in the end. But yeah, initially, I would say probably the first 6 months was a bit hairy. When we first opened, obviously a new business, we had, you know, a bit of press from like the Daily Echo, and, you know, word got around. So it was kind of busy for the first couple of months. And then I would say probably month three to six was very quiet, and I was thinking, oh no, we made like a real mistake, like, because it was very, very quiet. But I would have to say, in probably the last year, every month on month, we are increasing in revenue. So we're on the home run now, and we're not going backwards, we're going forwards. So yeah, cash flow is always tricky for small businesses, because like I said, we didn't have investment, and that's good that we didn't have investment, because we don't have to respond to a board of people. We don't have to say what we're spending and when the money's going to be paid back.
So you're in control.
Exactly.
Aren't you?
So that's a positive to it. We are able, you know, to pay that back, and the shop's making money, and it's turning into profit, which is really, really good. And I would say, yeah, marketing wise, we've pretty much done everything ourselves, from literally building it from the ground up to I do the accounts. I now work part time. So I think what's helped as well when we first set up was that Angelo has always been self-employed. He used to be a delivery driver, and that was part of the reasons why as well we wanted to open this store, because he was just fed up. He was like, I want to have my own little empire, and I want to build that. So I think it's helped that he could be in there full time, and we didn't need to worry about, you know, boring things like the mortgage and food and car insurance, because I was still working full time. But it did mean that I was detracted from the business, but it was sort of one of those things you have to weigh up. But luckily, I still work part time for The Wholesaler, another local business, CLF Distribution. And so it's allowed me to have a lot more free time. So we've still got that financial security. And it's nice to set up a startup business without having to think, oh gosh, I need to take money out of the business. I need to take money out of the business to actually pay my bills. So that's been a bit challenging in terms of time and energy. But now, I'm working part time, so I can help Andre a lot more in the shop as well. So that was good. And yeah, marketing, I think we've done that all ourselves as well. I haven't really spent money on paid marketing or anything. We're strong on Facebook and Instagram, and we make our own reels and do all of that. And it's been interesting learning about reels, because I was always into like flat content, and I realized that was so like 2012 or whatever
So
doing lots. I think people really like seeing you in front of the camera as well, so we get a lot more leverage and hits on our channels when we're actually in front of the camera and really personally recommended. Like, people buy from people, they want to see what Mr. and Mrs. Guy are doing at the store and what they love selling.
Yeah, latest products, maybe stuff's just arrived and you're really excited about that. I mean, there must be endless things you guys can talk about.
Yeah.
How are you going to cover the event on the 7th of October? Are you going to get some social media bits going? Are you going to take some videos? What are you thinking?
Yes, we do. I do need to get on board a bit more with that and promote that. So I will be producing some video content of like our presenters as well. So anyone that's listening can really get a feel of who they're going to be seeing at the event as well. And obviously, yeah, that will be broadcasted on. And we've just actually started a YouTube channel as well, so there'll be more video content, which is longer, so you can really start to deep delve into some of the products that we sell and events that we do, if you're sort of sitting on the fence thinking, should I try that therapy or that treatment. So that will be really good. So yeah, we'll be pushing that out on social media with the new YouTube channel as well.
What do people need to search in YouTube to find you?
Yeah, so luckily we've been doing quite well on the SEO front. So the YouTube channel is new, so I think it's all words together, so it's at Gaia Health Store, so hopefully that will bring up. But if you search Gaia Health Store on any web browser, luckily we're doing quite well and we come up on lots of different we've had some coverage from like the Daily Echo, but yeah, our Facebook page comes up, our website, our Instagram. So yeah, at Gaia Health Store, all one word.
Absolutely brilliant. And if anyone out there is thinking, how do I spell Gaia, it's G-A-I-A.
Yes, exactly.
Let's have a little chat about what's happened in Southampton and the local area, because we obviously Carlton Road. Is it Carlton Road? Yeah, Carlton Road.
Carlton Place.
Carlton Place.
Yeah, Carlton Place. You're making me...
Sorry.
No, it's Carlton Place. It's the shops at Carlton Place. Yes.
Carlton Place. The pedestrianisation that's happened there. How has that kind of affected trade?
Yes. So when we took over the premises... Well, to be honest, Carlton Place, when I knew it, was always a through road. But the businesses during COVID, it was particularly, I think, two or three of the pubs and the restaurants, they didn't have that much outside space. So the council shut that road down during COVID. So at least then the pubs and restaurants could reopen, because they could sit people outside and they weren't losing further trade. So it's been very disruptive, but now it's turned out beautiful. But yeah, we didn't realise the impact, actually. We thought, oh, you know, people were still coming down here to the pubs and restaurants. And even though the road was closed, it was a bit ugly. And during sort of January to April, it did affect footfall, but in hindsight, we're only seeing that it affected footfall because now it's all completely pedestrianised and beautiful. We have so many people that are from the area that have lived there like 5-6 years and they're like, oh my gosh, I never knew this store was here. And they're walking down the road because it looks nice.
Yeah.
And there's some nice seating and they've put some like jasmine plants as well. So it's really opened it up and made it clean and friendly and tidy. And yeah, I just hope like that the area starts to grow again, because I think I'm not from Southampton, but I think the area has always had sort of its peaks and troughs, and hopefully we're in a peak now that it's becoming prettier and there'll be more businesses attracted to the area that want to actually come in and take retail space and enhance the area for everyone.
Wouldn't it be great if you could have like a health and well-being almost festival down the road?
Watch this space.
Ooh.
Matt, watch this space. It's something that definitely that we've talked about. We had a little mini well-being day in August. It was literally just our shop front, and we put a little gazebo out and it went really, really well. People loved it. We had stuff going on in the basement, stuff in the shop, and then also massage and angel card readings out in the gazebo. So yeah, the space lends itself. It would be beautiful to have health and well-being, and that could cover everything from food to music, you know, whatever floats your boat is well-being. Whatever makes you feel good, that is good for your well-being.
So other than this mega festival, which may or may not be happening, what's next for Gaia? Have you got plans on opening another store?
Yeah, so it was, as I say, as part of our business plan, that sounds really, really posh of our little store. But yes, a part of our long-term goal was to build this brand. So the Gaia brand, which is incorporates the well-being aspect as well. So yeah, we'd love to have obviously still keep it independent. We would still be managing it and running it, but having a chain of stores across the south. So we would like to expand and have other Gaia health and well-being stores across the south, and also seeing how the events go as well. I feel like that could be another arm to the business and really grow that and become, you know, a larger force in the south for well-being events and well-being that encompasses everything. So that's mind, body, spirit, everything. So your health, your spiritual health, your physical health, everything. So yeah, that would be the longer term goal, to have more stores and strengthen like the online sales as well, so that we can ship more nationally, which we do ship nationally, but that would be good to strengthen that as well.
I love the ambition.
Good.
If you were sat opposite somebody right now that was maybe thinking about starting their own business or opening a shop, what would you say to them?
Do it. And I wish that we had done it soon, and I wish I'd listened to, this is the only time I'm ever going to say it, Andre, that I wish that he was right and we should have.
That's a whole nother show.
We should have done it sooner. I think it is a balance though, because you do need to know your market. Like, we didn't just open it on a whim. Like, I know that the health and wellness and all the well-being industry is growing. I've worked in it for 20 years. I know that there's always interest in it. And as NHS lists grow longer and you can't see your GP, there's more, people are looking more to what else can they do whilst they're waiting to see a doctor to help their day-to-day life. So I always knew that industry was going to be a growth. So I think it's looking at the industry and really seeing if there's mileage in it and it's not some faddy thing. And also being cautious when you do your business plan. I'm very negative, so I will do worst case scenario. And if I look at the worst case scenario and it's still bearable and we can get by, we'll do it. And that's how we've set up Guy. I did the worst case scenario, and actually the worst case scenario never happened. And it's been better than I'd kind of forecast. So yeah, I would say do it, and don't let fear or thinking, I don't know what to do, because just, I always think like, think of the next three steps and then the rest will be revealed. And don't be too proud to like ask for advice. And to pause on things, like, you don't need to rush into it, but take action.
Do you know what? I think that is absolutely fantastic. I was listening to that thinking, yes, I need to take some of that advice on board. No, that is absolutely brilliant. Did you want to give anybody a shout out?
Well, yes, there's a few people we could do a Saturday. So obviously my lovely husband, Angela, thank you so much for being my amazing husband and building the beautiful store that we have. CLF Distribution, our wonderful local family business wholesaler, and all of our lovely presenters as well. So Amanjot, local Kundalini teacher in the New Forest, Jazz Deep, our other Kundalini teacher. They're both doing great work for people. Sarah Williams from Soul Harmony Creams, who makes the Chakra Creams, plus a lot more she does. And also Smita, who's our light language energy healer. And also Kate May coming up on Saturday. She's our tarot teacher. So she is lovely. And obviously, thank you guys for having us on today.
You are more than welcome. And I'll just say to the listeners, if this has piqued your interest at all, if you're kind of thinking this health and well-being stuff, yeah, I want to get involved in this. Don't forget to check out the website, because you've got this amazing event, haven't you, on the 7th of October.
Mm-hmm.
So look, we're out of time, Emma.
Oh,
I know. Thank you for coming to the studio. And if you love this show, then I'll be back again next week with another exciting guest. You've been listening to The Business with Matt Trevis on Southampton's Voice FM. Bye for now.
Voice FM. Voice FM.
Don't put in your recycling bin greasy pizza boxes. And don't put in your recycling bin dirty tins and dirty plastic bottles.
If any of your recycling is dirty, greasy, or wet, your whole bin could be rejected. So follow this golden rule. Keep your recycling clean, dry, and loose. And remember,
don't put in your recycling bin greasy pizza boxes.
This message is supported by Voice FM. And if you want to know more about recycling in Southampton, visit voicefmradio.co.uk/recycling.